This was sent to me from Nick. Article was posted on www.msn.com, and I recognize the author of this article. He's a reasonably well-known shrink, Francis Stott. Let me tell you what he says, and then you ponder this. I'm going to comment on it, but you ponder it while I'm picking out bits and pieces of it. Like most parents, you might feel shocked, angry, hurt, even betrayed when you first discover your child has lied. All right, so far, so good. But if you step back, and now we're off, and view lying as a part of your child's emotional and intellectual development, you will find that telling lies doesn't condemn your child to a life of betrayal or serious behavior problems. Well, that's true. In fact, all right, here's where we get to the good stuff. I think he's telling the truth here. Recent research has shown that lying plays a positive role in normal development. Essential human skills, independence, perspective taking, and emotional control are the same skills that enable children to lie. Well, I'll tell you what, I think that those skills can also be involved in a guy who can fleece little old ladies out of their life savings. Independence, emotional control, perspective taking, those are skills. Think about this. If I want to case your house, that's a skill. That's a heck of a skill. Conventional wisdom. You always love conventional wisdom because you know they're going to trash it. Conventional wisdom has long held that young children were not capable of lying. Well, that was what I was taught. I was taught that if a kid says something particularly egregious, he's not lying. He's not capable of lying. That's nonsense. That's a lie. More recent research, however, has found that most children learn to lie effectively between the ages of 2 and 4. Yeah, they do, because they start to understand you're not omniscient. The first successful lie, I'm quoting now, can be pegged as a developmental achievement, because it marks the child's discovery that her mind and thinking are separate from her parents. Like everything else, and here's where I'm going to go off. Are you ready? Okay, all you liars listening, all you falsehood-telling parents listening, like everything else, children learn to lie from the people around them. There you have it. Your little 3-year-old who looks at you and says, I didn't do it. Johnny did it. It's because you're a liar, Mom. If you weren't a liar, this kid wouldn't tell lies, you know. It's you. It's your fault. Children are naturally good. Don't you understand that? And they're only polluted by you bad grown-ups. But I always add the question, if children are naturally good and they're only polluted by bad people, how is it that we have so many bad people if we're naturally good? And if you go all the way back to the very person that started this all, were they naturally good? And then, as they got older, they just kind of got perverted. I love it. Children learn to lie from the people around them. So, any of you who have had your children lie, you need to look at yourself and say one simple question. Why am I such a liar? Parents, I'm quoting back in the article now, parents and teachers show children in subtle and not so subtle ways to suppress their honesty. Look at that funny man, a child will yell. I don't like this, she'll say of grandma's gift. Yuck, he says about food that doesn't taste good. Adults slowly teach children that this kind of honesty is not always welcome. There is a fine line between telling the truth and not hurting other people. I don't think it's so fine. It's not so fine. You don't say nasty stuff to people. Children also observed active lying by the adults in their lives. One research study found that adults admit to lying an average of 13 times a week. I don't lie 13 times a week. Okay, that's one. I do not. That's two. My wife said, you're such a liar. I said, I am not. She goes, see? We all tell lies of convenience, and our children watch and learn, but not always so literally. Wait a minute, I got a couple questions here. If a kid is supposed to learn to lie from age 2 to 4, developmentally, positively speaking, of course, from the big people around them, how many 2-year-olds do you know who are so tuned into the social environment that they pick up that their mom is telling subtle little lying cues when somebody says, "Do you like this dress?" And mom says, "Oh, I think it's beautiful." And mom actually wants to retch. How is a kid going to actually pick this up? Anyway, it goes on. It says how lying evolves. From about age 4 on, children lie for many of the same reasons that adults lie. To avoid punishment. Well, that's true. That's probably the main reason kids lie. It come right down to it. To gain an advantage, okay? Protect against an unwanted consequence. That's the same thing as, like, avoiding punishment. And even to boost self-esteem. That's true. I mean, you've seen the average fourth grader comes in and talks about how there's a runaway elephant in the cafeteria, and he single-handedly jumped on the elephant's back and threw him to the ground, you know, when the bulldozer couldn't do it. You know, you get those. Youngsters, like adults, sometimes lie to demonstrate power, to maintain privacy, or to protect a friend. When a child lies, she's essentially trying to change a situation, to reconstruct things the way she wants them to be. And he goes on, I don't want to go through all this developmental stuff about lying. Let's look at what he says to do, okay? When your child lies, remind yourself that this is not a crisis of morality. That is true. Kids do lie. But I disagree with this man completely and totally that they learn it from the people around them. Certainly that's a factor. And it can be a huge factor depending upon the environment. But kids are going to, any adult is going to see a kid learn to lie simply because the kid has no conscience yet. And their verbal skills and their cognitive skills outstrip their conscience. So they recognize that they have the facility to say things to adults that can work, that can get them out of trouble, that can make people listen to them, that can manipulate a situation, even if it's not reality. They don't have to watch grown-ups do this. This is natural. Telling a lie is your child's way of getting what he wants, which is normal and healthy. Well, it's kind of normal and healthy to get what you want, sort of. But if you get what you want in bad ways, it's not normal and healthy. I mean, it's normal, but it isn't healthy. He says here, it also doesn't help to investigate his story like a detective. This makes the child feel that he can't be trusted or that he is devious. Even when a child is 4 or 5 years or older and understands what truth is, you still may or may not get the truth if you ask for it directly. If you do get the truth, however, it was because, I hate to say this, it's so cruel, you made him tell. After he admits he licked the chocolate off the cake, what have you gained, huh? You didn't encourage him to take responsibility. You pressured him. In fact, pressuring your child can cause him to tell less than the truth the next time. You see this, you guys? You barbarian Neanderthal throwback parents, you. Having your children tell you the truth when you know what the truth is. Showing them that people don't believe their lie. Don't you realize what that does to them? This makes them bigger liars. So, the next time your child steals something and blames his brother, don't try to get the truth. No. What have you gained? What have you gained? All you judges out there trying to get adolescents to tell the truth, you realize what you're doing. A few suggestions here from the article. Model the behavior you expect to see in your child. All right, that's standard parenting. All right? And as a matter of fact, the author of the article says, this sounds obvious, but it also involves monitoring when and how you lie. Not an easy task. True. But the relationship is not so simple that just because you are a wonderfully truth-telling human being, you ain't going to have a kid who lies 10 times as much as you do, and you don't need to scour your own existence and try to figure out what subtle ways you're not telling the truth to people, because obviously your kid is picking it up from you. Here is probably one of the more subtle problems I have with articles like this. Use consequences that promote the development of conscience. Now that sounds great, doesn't it? Okay, you're gonna use consequences, you're gonna teach, and they even use conscience. A good thing. All right, sounds good, but then you gotta read the rest of it. Consider a kindergartner who has discarded several notes sent home by the teacher requesting a meeting. Mother hasn't received any notes, is shocked when the teacher calls. The child denies any knowledge of the notes. At this point, although we can imagine feeling emotions such as anger, despair, and resentment, I can't imagine it, I'd feel it. It is best to stay calm. That's generally true. Here's where I divert in this consequence thing. A logical, short-term consequence. They always do this. If you have the discipline, just make it really easy, okay? A logical short-term consequence might be to require the child to inform his teacher that he hasn't been giving the notes to his parents and that he is sorry. There you have it. The kid has not brought home five notes, and you brutal disciplinarian, you're going to have your kid say to the teacher, I didn't bring the notes home. I'm sorry. There. That'll teach a good lesson for lying. That's why it'll stick with him, I'm sure. You're brutal. Consider the goal of your child's lie. In the case of our kindergartner, was he trying to avoid punishment? Perhaps he was frightened by the consequences of what he did and of making a mistake. What might he be feeling? There is always a motive and a meaning for what children tell us. It won't hurt to ask yourself what your child is gaining by telling a lie. Well, that's true. This is what I like, though. In the long run, the most effective solution to lying is to try to discern what message the child is trying to convey with his lie. Occasionally, lying is a sign that a child needs more attention. Yeah? Kid doesn't bring home that kindergarten thing. You just may not be playing enough games on the floor with him. Or perhaps stronger limits on daily activities. Longer-term strategies may be to create structured routines to increase his sense of security within the family. You see the subtleness of these things? It's you guys. You understand this? You know the irony to these articles? Now, people would say, yeah, but Dr. Ray, there's a lot of bad parents who lie out there, and there's an awful lot of parents who do these kinds of things and are insensitive to their children and don't try to pick up their kid's message, and they're liars themselves, and they blow up at the kid. You're absolutely right. There's a boatload of parents like that. I have one question for you. How likely is it that those parents are going to pick up an article about lying and read it and say to themselves, you know, I really am quite a liar, and I think I need to read some articles by psychologists on how to be less of a liar? No, the majority of people who read these articles are the same people who are listening to this program right now. Good people trying to do better, trying hard to raise great kids. That's the bulk of the article's audience. It's the bulk of my audience. But the article basically tells you your kids are picking up lying from you, and you need to be sensitive to what message is coming across, you know, because you may not be giving them enough attention. And if you do discipline, keep it short, huh? Make him say he's sorry. If he lies, gets his sister in trouble, she's grounded for 3 days, and then you finally found out the truth, which you shouldn't have done because you forced him to tell the truth, which you shouldn't be doing that, his article says. But you found out the truth, make him say he's sorry, huh? There you go. All righty. I'm Dr. Ray.